Okay, RK101, 39, whatever. So I got a funny little comment on the previous video here. Accusing me of being Swedish. Propagating the Jante law. Which I thought was funny. I guess I'm Krishna troll. But anyway, I mean... Well, interesting accusation, you could say. So, kind of a nice troll. Because, you see, there is a... of course, and another little... hidden message there in that name, Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners. Well, first of all, it is what I said, what I answered there. That this is not some kind of gesture of humility or a self-denial. I've been doing this for 50 years and... I'm not a beginner anymore and... I should... dare to say that... instead of this false humility... Swedish... but... but as I said, I have realized, and more lately, that, wow, this, I mean, I described a ladder, yoga ladder, stair there with step by step, with Bhakti Yoga there on top, as the goal of all yoga. And when you start to realize what yoga then actually is, not just bending your body a little bit or breathing in certain ways, but not only stepping into eternity, realizing not just the philosophical thoughts, but for real, that I'm eternal Atma, spirit, soul. Not only that, but I have a personal relationship to God in love and friendship. And I mean, And we all are parts of God. I mean, it's big. When you start to realize this is not just some philosophy in the mind, but this is reality. And we should just wake up to it. Then when you start to see the greatness of all this, then of course, I'm a beginner. I'm standing here having just since only 50 years ago, I found this path. And here I stand looking to eternal life of bliss and knowledge. In a world that is so much wider and greater and more wonderful than this puny. Space that this body moves around in. So that's why I definitely count myself to the group of beginners. Some are more beginners than others, but no big difference really, a few years. So then if you want to argue that, you can do that. The amount of years, what is reasonable or not, and if I'm wrong or right. But the other reason for the title of this podcast is that, hey, let's not step up on any high horses here. Prabhuji's, and those who that is meant for, they understand what I mean. Some think that, oh, I've been around for 50 years doing this bhakti yoga. I'm now advanced, senior, great. No, I'm not supposed to say, you can slip into that role. And I am trying here to establish more, just be the way you are, just be yourself, kind of ways to relate between each other, because there's one guy speaking here, but there are other guys and girls out there who can speak just as I do. And we share our advice and experiences as beginners on the path of Bhakti Yoga.